Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. Today, Daf Chaf Amud Beis 20b, and we are on the very top of Daf 20b. So says the Gemara, Mar, we said previously, Kol HaChotzos Metamei Tamei Meis. So the Mishnah Nedios taught us that all these Chotzos are susceptible to Tumah, that they can become Tamei Meis Tiv Rebbe Dosa. These were the words of Rebbe Dosa. Va'atanya, but ask the Gemara, there's a Brisa that we mentioned earlier, V'chena Ya Rebbe Dosa Omer Kedvarav, that says that Rebbe Dosa holds like Rebbe Yossi, and Rebbe Yossi said that all of these reed mats and other types of mats, whether big or small, woven or braided, they are all allowed to be used for Schach, and therefore that would mean that they cannot be mekabel tuma, otherwise they'd be puzzled for schach. So what are we going to do with this sira between the Mishnah Nedios and this brisa? So answer Gemara Lokasha, there is no question, because ha de isle gadafna, ha de les le gadafna, because we're talking about two different situations. The Mishnah is talking about where there's a rim that you could used to hold the stuff in place. In that situation, then it is considered a kli, and therefore it is susceptible to tumah. But when there is no rim, then it is not considered a kli, and therefore it is not susceptible to tumah. Good. So we had a machlokas about what these chotzalos are. We had Reish Lakish said it means regular mats, and Rav Dimi, as explained by Rabbi Abba, said that these are referring to leather bags. So comes the Gemara now and questions this view of Reish Lakish, said it's referring to mats. Because Meisvei, we have the following Brisa. The Brisa says, Chotzalos Sham Mishal Gemi Mishal Sak Vishal Sfira. If you have chotzalos of different types of materials, Sham Gemi Goter Horsehair, Metame Tmei Meis. So these are susceptible to Tumas Meis. Diver Rabbi Dosa, that's Rabbi Dosa. The Chacham say, Af Midras. They are also susceptible to Tumas Midras, as we pointed out the other day. This is when a Zav goes and lays down on something when it's normally used to lay down upon, then it could become Tameh through this extra Tumah of Midras. So Bishlam Omanda Marmarzov, like, Rabbi Dosa's Shita makes sense according to the one who said that Chotzalos are these bags, are these leather bags. So that makes them to Gashal Sham Mishal Gemi Chazu Achin to the Beiri, because the ones that are made of Sham and Gemi, these plant type of substances, they are able to be used as some sort of receptacle for large produce. Shal Sak Shal Sfira Chazu Agulke Vitzane. And those made of goat hair and horse hair are suitable to be used as some sort of patches or sacks. So that makes sense. Therefore, they can all be considered kelim, and that's why Rabbi Dosa would say that they are subject to Tumas Meis. Elman Damar Machzolos Mamash, but according to Reish Lakish, who says that they're referring to real mats, Bisham Shal Sak Vishal Sfira Chazu Lefarsei Vinafsa. So I understand the ones that are made of goat hair and horse hair, they could be used as some sort of curtains or sieves. That makes sense. El Shal Sham Shal Gemi, but according to the one who says that they're made of Sham and Gemi, these mats are made of these different types of plant material, Lamai Chazu. What could they possibly be used for? It makes no sense. How could they possibly be subject to Tumah? How would Rabbi Dosa be able to have a shita? And Zugmara Chazu Linazyasa, that they are suitable to be used as a cover for the beer barrels, and that's what they could be used for. So that's how we can answer that question. Ikadamri, we have another version of this whole discussion that we just said. Bishlam Mamandam Rachzalos Mamish. So I understand Rabbi Dosa Shita, according to Reish Lakish, said that they're referring to real mats. Why? Because they have to be considered receptacles. They have to be considered kelim in order to be subject to tumah. So what would that mean? So Shalsham Mishal Gemi Chazu Linazyasa. So the ones of Sham and Gemi are suitable to being covers for the beer. Shalsak Mishal Sfira Chazu Lefarsin Ibn Afsa. And the ones of goat's hair and horse hair are good to be used as curtains and sieves. So therefore, since they can all be kelim, they can all be subject to tumah. Elaman damar marzovle. But according to Rav Avdimi Bar Amduri, who said that they're referring to bags, Bishlam Mishal Sak Shal Sfira Chazu Lagul Kevitzani. So I understand the ones of goat's hair and horse hair, they could be used as pouches or sacks. El Shal Sham Shal Gemi Lamay Chazu. What could those be used for? So in the Gemara, Chazu Lachin to the Peiri, they could be used to go and be receptacles for the large produce, just a different version of what we just saw. Comes the Gemara and says, Tani was talking to Bryce. I'm Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says, Kishirati Gagola. When I went to the Golos, Matsasi Zaken Echad, I found a certain older person, Amar Ali Misakan Budya. And he told me that you are allowed to cover your sukkah with a mat. Shabbasi Itzor Rabbi Yeshua Achiyaba. And when I came to Rabbi Yeshua, my father's brother, my uncle Rabbi Yeshua, Hodul Advarav, he agreed with this Zakin's ruling. The Gemara comes and says, Amar Chista, Hodul Lesle Gadafna. But that's only assuming that it doesn't have a rim. Because if it does have this rim, as we said before, then it is going to be considered a kli. It's susceptible to tumah, and then for it's going to be no longer good for schach. Amar Ua says, Hani Budzia de B'nei Mechuza. These mats that people used in Mechuza, Il Mali Kirshalahem, were not for the rim, Nachimu, then you would be allowed to use them for schach. Tani nami achim misachim bebudya. You're allowed to cover the sukkah with a mat. Im yishlam kir. But if they have rims, im misachim behem, then you would not be allowed to go and do so. So again, if it's something which is suitable for a kli and therefore subject to tumah, it is not allowed to be used for schach. Hadron alach. Sukkah. This is the end of the first perek of Masechta Sukkah. I know it was a long one, a lot of details. It's a shame. We're going to continue pushing through. So comes the Mishnah now in the beginning of the second perek. Hayashin tachas hamita basukah. So someone who sleeps under a bed in a sukkah, lo yatzi de chovasa. You are not going to be fulfilling your mitzvah of dwelling in the sukkah. That means eating, sleeping, drinking, all those things. It's really referring to sleeping here because that's the main one in this situation. That's what people would also do under a bed. So therefore, you would not be yotzi. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, no agin ayinu. It was our practice, ayinu sheinim tachas amita b'fnei hazakenim, that we would sleep under the bed in the sukkah, in the presence of the zakenim. Lo amru lanu davar. And they didn't say anything to us to tell us that this is no good. And therefore, we see that this must be okay. Comes the Gemara with another shita that supports the Tanakhama's ruling. Rabbi Yishimon. Rabbi Yishimon says, "Ma'aseh b'Tavi avdos Rabbi Gamliel." So there's a story with Tavi, who was the great servant, the tzaddik of a servant of Rabbi Gamliel. Yashin tachas amita, that he would sleep under the bed in the sukkah. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, zakenim, and Rabbi Gamliel said to the zakenim about what Tavi was doing. Reisem Tavi avdi. Look how amazing my slave Tavi is. Shahu talmud chacham yideh shavadim tur min asukkah. He's a big talmud chacham, and he knows that avadim and eved is pater from sukkah, just like women. Eved and avadim and women have the same status. That they're putter from any mitzvah seishas mangrama, so they're going to be putter min asukkah, and therefore levichach yashin hu tachas amita. Therefore, he sleeps under the bed, and therefore lufid arkinu amanu. And from this remark of Rabban Gamliel, when he was praising his servant, we see shayashin tachas amita lo yatzi dechovasu, that he was not going ahead and doing so in order to fulfill his kliya, because you're not going to be yotze, and he knew that he was going to stay under the bed because he didn't need to be yotze. So Tosfos over here asked, I don't understand, then why didn't you just stay outside of the sukkah? No, he wanted to stay in the sukkah to learn from the great chachamim, also to make room for the chachamim, so he took the puzzle one. That's what this Mishnah is telling us. So machlok is about whether you can sleep under a bed in the sukkah. So let's just do a little bit over here. So it says the Gemara, v'halekha asara. How could we possibly say that it's going to be puzzle to go and sleep under a bed in the sukkah if it's less than 10 tefachim? Because if you have a barrier between you and the schach that's less than 10 tefachim, it's not considered a real barrier. Therefore, it's like you're really under the schach, and therefore it should be totally kosher. Now we're talking about a bed that isn't the 10 tefachim high, and therefore it is going to be enough of a chatzitza, enough of a barrier to go and take you away from the chiyuv of sukkah, and that is going to be a problem. This is Daf Chaf Amud Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day. We finished the parak, then we started the new parak about sleeping under a bed on a sukkah. Have a great day.